Welcome back, Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Cale, not with us, still alive, but going to be hosting the afternoon show, so not with us today. Chase McCabe also not with us, so we'll be making picks on behalf of them coming up in just a few minutes. But a guy that knows more than all of us about all this stuff, of course, is the Philly Godfather, the great Philly Godfather, joining us each and every Friday. How are you, sir?
Good, man, good. What's going on, brother?
We're doing well, so we'll get the Titans game out of the way here because they go up to Indianapolis. Andrew Luck has never lost to this team. They got a bad defense. The Titans are playing well. I have a bad feeling about this one, but you're the expert, so I'll ask you, what do you expect out of this Titans-Colts game?
Yeah, like you said, Andrew Luck owns this team. Game 461, 462 on your sports betting screen. Odds makers offshore crack this opening line with the 4-5 Colts as 3-point home favorites over the Titans with a combined total set at 48. And since then, we've seen a wave of early sharp money attack the screen on Mariota and his gang, which forced bookmakers to basically adjust their price all the way down to a pick'em before we saw some resistance in the market that pushed this line back up to Indy minus one as of right now. The early numbers, tickets punched from behind the counter, accumulated from every sports book in Las Vegas, is currently showing a tilted 60-40 split on this gritty Titans team as recreational sports bettors' pockets are basically gravitating towards Tennessee after that huge outright win over the Patriots at home last week at 7-point underdogs. So when we break down the metrics here on both these teams, we quickly identify that even though the Titans have the better overall record at 5-4, the Colts have the better point differential on the season. On the offensive side of the ball, Indy ranks 9 spots higher in red zone scoring, 14 in yards per rush, 10 spots higher in overall offensive efficiency, 14 higher in yards per play, and their offensive line is 27 spots better in pass protection and the adjusted sack rate. And over a recent play over the last three games, the Colts are actually averaging a little bit more than a half yard per play more than Tennessee, and they've played the better average opponent defense. They've played two top 10 defenses in the Bills and the Jags. I like the Colts here at minus one. It's tough stopping Andrew Luck. Anytime, you know, he's playing, he's got a photographic memory. You got to throw some of those defensive metrics that the Titans have this year out the window because he can really pick you apart. I would lay one on the Colts here.
Now, there's two games that I'm interested in, and I want to ask you, how is the money land on these two games? One, Baltimore and Cincinnati, that has a lot of playoff implications, and then Kansas City and the Rams. I think there will be a lot of points scored in that game. Both are sitting at 9-1 right now.
Yeah, well, actually, the Cincinnati-Baltimore game is still off the board offshore and in Vegas. But if you go to Kansas City game, 475, 476 on your screen, they're playing the Rams in L.A. That game opened up 3, and we've seen some sharp money attack the screen immediately, and they laid 3 on the Rams. They just think they're a better overall team, even though Kansas City is getting some of their defensive players back. L.A. can score with that team, but their defense is just so much better. The combined total was at 63.5, and we've actually seen a slight drop off down to 63 to some of the sharper offshore books like Pinnacle and BetCris. While out in Vegas, it's basically hasn't moved. So the early sharp money has been on the Rams, and they've actually went a little bit under on that total. But you got to remember, you know, a majority of the bets come in on game day from the recreational better. So those, you know, lines are subject to change. If you want to go to a game, you guys want to do Vikings Bears?
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that game right now. I was going to ask you about that game because I think that has playoff implications as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Game 457, 458 on your screen. The Vikings come to Soldier Field off a bye, well-rested, to battle the NFC North divisional leader, Chicago Bears. Both teams have made the recreational sports better a lot of money this year by outperforming the market up to this point of the season. The Bears currently have the third-best record against the closing Vegas spread at 6-3. While the Vikings have sneaked up right behind them and covered the number 62.5% of the time, which equates to a 5-3-1 clip against the number. Moving on to this game's line history, oddsmakers offshore popped this opening number with the Bears being a 3-point favorite. And since then, we've seen this line bounce back and forth to as low as minus 2.5 and as high as Chicago minus 3 juiced at 125 during the week. As of right now, the sharper offshore books have the Bears laying 2.5 minus 115, while some of the slow-moving square shops in Vegas are still hanging the 3 even money on Chicago. When we take a glimpse at the early market reports, the Vikings have surprisingly received right around 62% of the love by the average Joe when it comes to overall tickets placed in the islands and out in the desert, regardless of the fact that the Bears have the better straight-up record and the fourth-best point differential in the NFL. Some semi-sharp money Did, however, hit the screen on the Vikings on Tuesday, but I know the group that bet it, and their NFL sides lose more than they win. Moving forward, when we look at recent play, the Vikings have won four of the last five games, which looks great to the naked eye, but the reality is they haven't beaten a team with a winning record and lost to the Saints by double digits. Think about the opponents the Vikings have beaten over that stretch, the Eagles, the Cardinals, the Jets, and Lions. All four opponents' offenses have a stench to them. Not one of those squads in the top 20 in offensive yards per play. Those teams have absolutely no explosiveness, as all four rank in the basement in points per play and points per game. The bottom line here is Chicago ranks three spots higher in offensive yards per play and have played the better average opponent defenses. And on the other side of the ball, the Bears have given up the third least opponent yards per play in the NFL, which ranks five spots higher than Minnesota, while their average opponent offenses are ranked exactly the same. Chicago's defense has led up to fourth least opponent points per game, seven spots better than Minnesota. I like the Bears here, minus 2.5. Chicago has the fifth best home record in the NFL at 4-1. It's going to be freezing by at kickoff. And for any of you handicappers out there that believe the slight edge towards the Vegas spread with the Vikings, you know, with the Vikings coming off a bye here, in my opinion, is outweighed by the fact that historically the soft dome team's performance, their splits, drops off when they're not playing inside the cozy confines of USA Bank Stadium. I know the Vikings are out rushing opponents this year by 3 yards per game, but Chicago is plus 36 in per game rushing yards, and teams that win the ground war are 108-38 straight up and have covered the Vegas line 71.5% of the time this season. That's 103-41 against the spread. I love the Bears here and the under 45.
Philly Godfather joining us here. All your best bets against the spread this weekend. Now, I dug myself a hole in college, Philly, this year, but I'm like 9-3 in the last 2 weeks. I'm creeping back to 500. I got 2 weeks to get up over that 50% mark for the season. So help me out here. Top two or three college picks of the weekend.
Top two or three. Okay, I didn't handicap these games, but I know there's some real sharp money on the Pinstripes this week. Notre Dame laying 10. I think you can grab some money against Syracuse. There's still some 10s out there in the market. Some of the sharper books have gone to 10.5 on that game, and we also bet the over now. When it opened 63.5, there's still some 65s out there. We like Notre Dame. Let me see another good game I can give you guys. Mississippi Vanderbilt. We laid some 2.5. We got the better of the number here in Vandy. They're playing Mississippi at home. The line's basically painted 3 at most shops in Vegas offshore. There's still a couple 2.5s out there, so you want to get the best of the number here, right below that key number of 3, because as we all know, the majority of these games do fall on that number. And is there any particular game you're looking for? Any help on? Or?
No, I just need all of the help, Philly. Like, that's my problem. Man. No, you're good. You're good. Listen, I went 5-0 last week. I went 4-1 the week before, so I'm making my comeback. But I just got 2 more weeks. I'm gonna keep going with it here. I'll see what I can do. I'll take a couple of those pieces of advice. But for you gamblers out there, Philly Godfather's the place to be. Tell everybody where they can find you, man.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Philly Godfather. You can go to our website, thephillygodfather.com. I do appearances on Fox Business all the time, ESPN Radio across the country. So make sure you check me out.
Hey, Philly, quickly, is there odds? Has there been any odds on Le'Veon Bell and where he will end up this offseason?
There's a bunch of odds out there. But to be honest, I mean, I'm going to stay away from that because it's such an ugly situation that's going on there. I know I've been here, you know, I'm good friends with the Eagles organization, and they're actually talking about making a move to try and grab him because their rushing department has been horrible this year, and they need some kind of spark on that team, something to get them going. They need a game changer on offense. I know they picked up Tate, but Le'Veon Bell would be huge.
Philly Godfather, man. There's the man, the myth, the legend right there. We appreciate it, dude. Thanks a lot, man.
Have a great one, man.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, there are your picks from Philly. He's the expert. The non-experts, the amateurs, those of us on Morning Drive.
Yes.
Here's the updated standings. Derek Mason coming back to earth, 5-5 last week.
I'm still a Nick Saban of this thing.
Nick, 5-1 last week, up to 60% for the season. I went 5-1 last week. Chaser went 5-4. I do have some picks from Nick to get you guys. I am still, of course, 1-0. And undefeated in my NFL predictions. So I can't help you because I'm not going to make another pick. But I am undefeated. I just want to let y'all know that I am, in fact, undefeated. You know who else is undefeated? Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. They've never been beaten. They have a tough strength of schedule. They got efficiency on offense, yards per play on defense, phenomenal. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, they will defend your house, and they got a great offense for any problems you've got in your house. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, guys, I'm telling you, the strength of schedule is great. They play all over the mid-state area. They have absolutely everything you could possibly need, whether it's a small repair for your house. Listen, I had to scrape my windshields this morning when I got up because the weather's starting to change. You all know it. That means you need to get your house checked out. If you've already joined the Comfort Club, $99, you get checkups every 6 months to make sure your house is healthy and running well, which will help you prevent the costly repair in the wintertime. But if you haven't done that, let them be your emergency plan, because right now is when you're going to have some home issues in the dead of wintertime. You're going to have the in-laws over. It's going to be cold. It's going to be Christmas time, and you're going to need to get it fixed right away. They will offer you great financing options. They will present you with all the repair or replacement options, and they'll make sure that it doesn't kill your bank account or your holiday spirit. They'll make sure to take care of you. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, locally owned, over almost two decades of experience in Middle Tennessee, so they know your home. They know the weather here. They know what it takes to have an efficient home and an efficient bank account. They'll take care of your financing. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. SpringHillAC.com is the website. Check them out. SpringHillAC.com.